The COVID-19 pandemic has, in the past 6 months, turned our world upside down. Beyond the virus itself, the response has had a disproportionate and devastating social and economic impact on women and girls. COVID-19 is deepening existing inequalities, including gender inequality. Already, we are seeing a reversal in decades of limited and fragile progress on gender equality and women's rights. And without a concerted response, we risk losing a generation or more of gains. Since the start, women have been on the front lines of the response as healthcare workers, teachers, essential staff, and as carers in their families and communities. Between 70 and 90% of healthcare workers are women, but their salaries and conditions often fail to reflect the life-saving roles they occupy. Personal protective equipment is often made to fit a standard man, which means women care workers may be at greater risk of infection, and fewer than 30% of decision-making roles in the health sector are occupied by women. 70 to 90% of healthcare workers doing the work, but only 30% in decision-making roles. Now the pandemic has exposed the extent of this impact on physical and mental health, education, and labor force participation. There are also disturbing reports from around the world of skyrocketing levels of gender-based violence, as many women are effectively confined with their abusers while resources and support services are redirected. In short, the pandemic is exposing and exacerbating the considerable hurdles women face in achieving their rights and fulfilling their potential.